We're holding the Siman Kuf Shadaches, the Lachos of Chatzitzis. The past couple of Simonim were very negar practical. Harchokas, Bedikas, Zman going to the Mikvah, night, Lel Shabbos. Over here, once you pass the Aleph, the Ramah, it says the Chatzila not to be toivled anything that might be a Chashash Chatzitza. The Paiskim says everything means whether it's Rafoi, whether the case of Mitzvah Ein Makbid, whether it's Noi, whether it's Chazusa. Comes out, passive Aleph, everything is B'di'evet. That means, or a case of Shas Tzadchak, a case of a Refuah, but otherwise, everything has to be Yester Rav, and Sif Aleph is Alocho. That's it, nothing more. That means not practical this Alocho once you move everything. So, maybe to be Makdim, something maybe to make it practical, Aleph, and plus, I'm not sure how far the Olim got in this Sugya over here. So, going on a side point over here. We started Hilchos Tefillah, we mentioned that Alocho Tefillah is Negeya Saita Noshim, Saita Anoshim, to men and to women. Now, why is it worked down the Hilchos need over here? Because it's very negated to Noshim, and they extend to other Alochos. The question negated to Chatzitzes is, when do men have Alochos or Chatzitzes? Negated to men. That means men go to the mikvah certain times, and they'll have maybe the Sug of Chatzitzes. So it makes it two shlavim. First, when do men go to the mikvah? And then the shlav over here of what Alochos and Chatzitzes are negated to men. First, around the year, Erev Hashana, Simtov Kuf Payalev, is brought down the Ramah of Yesh Noigim to go before Hashana, the Sugya of Keri, which might be enough to know the Sugya of Chatzitzes. The second time it's brought down, the Mechabes Simtov Kuf Yishimov, to go to the Mikvah, Erev Yom Kippur. The Mechabes says, the Ramah says, Alts Keri, Mishbur brings down the Sugya of Shuva, and the Bialacha says, Alts Yom Kodesh. Three separate reasons over here. The third time it's brought down to go to the mikvah by men is we have a Gemara in Rosh Hashanah that says Zayin brings down that Yitzchak says Chayv Odom Latar as Atzma the Regal. Now, as man is that, does a person have to go to the mikvah or not? So Shailo in Simtov Kuf Chof Tes, the Shari Tshuva brings down the Shari's Ayur. It's not in the Geb as man is there. However, as you saw yesterday, the Mishibur in Simtov Kuf Chof Tes, it brings down by the sigil of the Sias Kapayim. Over there, the Shulchan Aruch says that a kohen before it does birchas kohenim has to go to the mikvah. It says the Mishibur, it's not really negeya anyway, because when do you go in Chutz Laretz? When's birchas kohenim? On Yontif. On Yontif, anyway, it's Zoch Odom Letaris Asma L'Regel. So they point out the Mishibur Paskin Bizman Zer before Yontif, meaning Sukkot, Pesach, and Shavuos. A man is supposed to go to the mikvah, like the simple reading of the Gemara. A fourth time, the Ramah brings down Hilchos Hashanah Rabbah, Tofrei Samach Dalet. That the Medaktikim go, why Hashanah Rabbah, like Erev Yom Kippur. A fifth time, the Mishmur and Simon Peches discuss the Sugya of Tulis Ezra. Everyone knows the Sugya of Brachas, the Anshe Maisel Maisel Medaktikim, even Bizman Azeh. A sixth time, Erev Shabbos. It's interesting, in Hilchos Shabbos, it's not brought down the Mishnah Berurah. It's brought down when a few weeks are coming up, it's the Tov Kuf Nun Aleph, Derech Agav, discusses a person cannot go take a hot shower. Can a person go to the mikvah on Erev Shabbos? It, like he goes all year round, also during the 3 weeks. He says he goes every single Shabbos he can. So you have another time where people go every Erev Shabbos. A seventh time, the Bialoch and Simon Shincha Vav brings down. On Shabbos itself, people go, whether that Tashmish the night before or not. It's had a Sugya to Sefer's Kedusha. A eighth time it's brought down Mechabe and Yerden, Reis HaMeches by case of a Ger. A ninth time, the entering Mishabua again by the 3 weeks on the Hilchos Tishabov. It means that by going to the Beis HaKfaris, there's a Chayodim and a Mogavram. Etzma says you should not go to the Beis HaKfaris unless you went to the Mikvah. As Tumas Keri, Klippas, Tuma, and Yodim over here. And therefore, you have to go to the Mikvah a man before they go to the Beis HaKfaris. And the tenth time is the Sugya of Nisias Kapayim. That means we have numerous times that men Lameisa go, that fourth time in the Mishabua, in the Shulchan Aruch, on the page of Shulchan Aruch. Then, of course, Svarim HaKadoshim off the page get involved with on Chanukah we go, and those being done on Purim we go, and there's Anche Maisa that go every single day. If you want, I used to dab with the Tanki Rebbe. He used to go every single day. He has a Sefer Chemet Shleima and Chilik Beis. In the beginning, he brings down 11 reasons why to go every single day. Fine, and he used to go every day, 100 times a day. I used to see him when I was younger, when I got older, I shouldn't see the we have in the mikvah. So you do 100 times, you put his finger in and out, in and out, in and out, in and out, do 100 times. Because once your finger's out, that's Peseder. That's the one every single day that way. I don't know. You have to aim the Sefer. Before Bris is brought down, the Elam goes with the Via Ben or the Sandik over here. a chasm before the chuppah is brought down among the svarim. The case of you write an Isma Sefer Torah, numerous people are told to go to the mikveh beforehand. So we're mentioning Berach 16 times and the more among the svarim that men lamaisa go to the mikveh. If that's so, in the Geirat Asug of Chatzitza that we're starting right now, are the lachas of Chatzitza in the Geirat? You have to worry about your scabs, about the lichlich inside your eyes, about cutting your nails, about shaving. All these in Yonim over here, but again, in the Geirat to women, it's all b'di yevin. In the Geirat to men, is this Chatzitza in the Geirat to us? Okay, the different foods, though. So let's focus on a couple of things that's in the Geirat. Maisa, all of us, but it could go before Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur. Most of us go before the Yom Tovim. And a lot of us do Tfilas Ezra in the case of Shabbos. So let's try to focus on these cases. Hagam, I know today the Eidom does not go inside the Sugi of Corona. And of course, you don't come over here. But at least the Sham Ponim, the Tzif Saseinu, will learn the Sugi, we can't have the Indian over here. First, the Sugi Nivomis Adachim Zayin, the Sugi of Chatzitzis. So come along, the Rashi discusses that to analyze this, that get, just to be clear, Rav Yitzchak says we have three levels in the Geirat to Chatzitzis. There's a case of deraisa, a case of derabonon, and a case of smoter. Deraisa is when it's rave and makbid. When it's one or the other, when it's a case of only rave, only a case of makbid, a case of derabonon. You have neither one, it's miyat, and in the makbid, then it's smoter. So the question again to men by chatzitzas is what category is it under? Is it category of a deraisa, and anything that's rave or makbid will be deraisa? Less than that will be makel. Or we machmed even the rabbonos, and we machmed even on the roi by itself, or on the case of machmed by itself. Well, no, Maisa will say, don't put the chumras at all on the case of men. I mean, there are really three options over here, how to apply it. So again, the Gemara in the Yevamah, Staff, and Mizayin, the Rashi and the Ritva discussing what exactly is the correct nusach in the Gemara, what's the correct gears in the Gemara. And they bring down the gears they have in front of them. It's neged chatzitzes, it's even, it's shava, whether it's a ger, or it's ev meshuchar, or a nida, or a balkeri. That means the gears that bring down the Gemara is a case of a Valkyrie has din chatzitzas like an Isha Venido. Same exact thing. Sounds like Tfilas Ezer has all the lochas of chatzitza like a case of Venido. Maestro Marsham points out that's a Vadim in a Torah. That means you want to go like on the base of Mikdosh, right? The Machim Kodesh. Not in the game as Manazer, but in those days. So of course, the lochas of chatzitzas apply, and therefore there's no right in the Sugi at all. Of course, a Valkyrie has a Sugi of chatzitzas. Like Isha Benida, knows all the sugis get involved when you do Chafifi, you have to comb your beard or not. Fine, it's Sugi Shaila. But these halachas apply, negate this filo of what? Of Balkeri Minatoro. The question is not Balkeri Minatoro, but about Balkeri of Mitzah the Sugi of Tfilas Ezra. So by us, the Sugi of Samach Zayin Eil learned yesterday. This is Rashba who discussed this question. He says, you might think that since you're making Tfilas Ezra, Mitzah the Sugi of Torah, Mitzah the Sugi of Tefillah, or Matar Maim Shuvim over here, you might think that a person can be making Mitzah the Sugi of Chatzitzas. Kamashmon, no, not that way. The thing goes on further, back and forth, it's not clear as Maskono. At least he has a Havmi knows, but Mitzah that way, being Machmer that all Chatzitzas by Isha, by Nido, applies to the exact Sugi by Imam, the Get Tefillah Ezra. That means there are people here who do Tefillah Ezra, the same Sugi applies. At Tzad Hasheni, there's an Eshkol. The Shver, the Ravid, he comes along to speak out this question. He says, "Lemais over here, that since we do not say kol tikkun rabban ke'in deraisa tikkun, but raya maim shuvim over here works, therefore will be makel by chatzitzas, and therefore only by a case of raiv, pashim is raiv and machmed, then will be machmer. Be machmed the sugis of what? Of for deraisas, and not for the rabbanans. Asad Ashlishi, and the Miri again in our sugya, says, maim shuvim works, that no sugya chatzitzas over here, no problem. So we start off with the question to get Tfilas Ezra. Among the Rishonim, it seem to be three Mahalkim over here. There's either the Rashba with Mitzad to be Machmer, crossbow like Isha Nido. The Eshkol says only for the Raisas to be Machmer. And the Miri says it's Maisat Smoter. Halacha, the Shalom Meshav, Yad Shal Statuv, as Simon Aleph, says Halacha is like men, but Tfilas Ezra, same exact Sergio. He passes like the Halacha of the Rashba. And the Minchas Chinuch, and Mitzvah Zayns, is Mitzad this way. And I Fisher, Maisat is close to be Machmer. I'm not sure which basis it's if you're referring to. Maybe afterwards. Lemaisa, al simon peches, where the sugya tefillas Ezra is, come on the shai tshuva, and it means down the mayim Mordechai and tshuvas, that says, we're making tefillas the mayim tshuvim, and therefore there's no sugya of chatzitzas. Nothing. Fakert, like the Meiri, and he ends up at Tzarachian. The Bialoch over there, he says, he quotes what the shai tshuva is mistabik about, Matzasi, I found an Eshkol. And then the Kamala says, the halacha person l'maisa is going to be mekel chatzitzis, unless it's a case of roiv, which of course means a case of roiv l'makbe, the case of a deraisa. That means a place will argue the thing. But l'maisa, it sounds like Mishmur Paskins, like this Eshkol l'loch l'maisa, that the deraisa is to be machm over here. And therefore this Alpha Morgan went this way, and Numasfo went this way. So the Nechaburi wrote a letter to Chaim Kanievsky, wrote to Nevinzel and the Chaya Levi, l'maisa, what to go do? So all three wrote back, mamash came out the same thing. To be machmer, l'chadchilo. Not like the Mishmur, more than the Mishmur. To be machmer. Echnami, l'alocha, b'dievet, you didn't, like the Mishmur, Eshkol, case of the Raisa, only Ruba or machmer to be machmer. L'chadchilo, l'maisa is Rajma that way. This is again, that those won't be choshish, l'chadchilo to be machmer, the sugyo. That means the Getchul's answer comes out in the Chara of Badatu. The Getchul wants only B'zmana Zetchul's answer. It's a nice thing to be machmer. Again, Medina wants to be sure passing like the Eshkol, the Chura should not be ma'akim, certainly, like Maim Shuvim. And therefore, if it's Rubai Machmed, which never happens, Rubai Machmed, should not be a Shail over here. A third case now, building off of this. We're saying Ev Rosh Hashanah, the Mishmur brings down the minig to be machmer. Ev Rosh Hashanah mitzvah is to give carry. Therefore, says Vavosner, says nothing of real. It's like the Bialachot Tfilas Ezra. It's a medactic over here. And therefore, the law has only to get a grave. Halacha negate to Erev Yom Kippur, some odd reason is a little bit different over here. That means, even though the Mechavet says Erev Yom Kippur and Tzad Keri, Mishmur brings down two other reasons. Al Shuvo, Al Kedush Sayyim. Mishmur brings down Eli Rabba in the case of a Shlah, discussing a person's in an oval. And his man Avelis can do Rechitza Erev Yom Kippur. He has to do Chafifa to wash off, but Tzad go to the Mikvah as Chatzitzis over here. So, the word of the Shlah is, Shekin Isha Mataris Labailo. We have to take care of our chatzitzis. Who also our husband is saying with ishtar tar labaylo, and therefore the mishmur mizan shloye chatzitzis letfilo, and there's more machmer, and all the lachas of our sugya of kutzal ches will apply over here. Now the chumra namal is not brought down anywhere in the gate to men. That means whatever it's mitch in the machmer is mutter. But otherwise, whatever is mitch in the machmer, we'll have to get the klum what's mitch in the machmer, walk in the street to chasim of gedaimo. But the chumra says the mishmur applies over here. By the case of Erev Yom Kippur. Therefore, the kitzur brings down to not be any chatzitza at all. Matar Farim said, we're more machmer than all tefillahs negate to Erev Yom Kippur. And therefore, the way the Matar Farim brings down, chafifa. Ma'isa, if it's keshuvah is over there, brings down, chafifa. You gotta call me Beret. Mamash is to give chafifa. Now, the Tila David says, the Ma'isa did not see anyone do chafifa. Chatzitza is, yeah, not chafifa. So, yesh lo. The Ma'isa sounds like, you want to go Erev Yom Kippur, you want to shave and cover Yom Kippur, you go before him. Call him the kazi kazi tzami. Again, cutting your nails, do everything before it. So it comes out that from a very machbid on Erev Yom Kippur, mamish like our sugya will come out in Siman Kuf Sadeh Ches. What about Erev Yom Kippur? Chayv Adam Tar Asatz from the regal. Sukkos Pesach and Shuas. So there's a Koyu Tel Rambam says, once you paskin, there's no chiv b'zman hazeh. Therefore, can you make l'chatzitzes when the person goes? Mentioned before in Mishra Paskins. For there is a chiv b'zman hazeh. Go in the Mishra Brua. Brought down by one of the Shmishkul for Nefes, the Pesach Yitzchuvah is obviously Lakutam Arech, the words point to really Ish Labailo, and therefore it's all Chatzitz Negeret Asugya, Negeret Alochov, also Erev Yom Kippur. Lo, Negeret Erev Shabbos, again, Mishmur is not being down by us, Alochov's Erev Shabbos, by going to Mikvah, but other places he does, come along the Peliyoids, and again earlier the Eliyab and the Shlah, the words are Isha Matar Labailo, same with that Alochov, same with Sugya Negeret Chatzitzis. So it comes out only by Tfilas Ezra there's a mokum or makor to be makel, could be makel Maim Shuvim. For all other times, you will not makel the figure of Maim Shuvim over here. And it comes out over here that Negeir to Chatzitas, Negeir to men, applies Erev Yom Kippur, applies in front of Yom Tovim, applies before Erev Shabbos. Just negate the Tfilas Ezra or Erev Rosh Hashanah, the place will not be Mekel, and even that Lachatkilo, some say to be Machmer. But again, to be clear, all these cases, I don't see the Chumra of the Ramah brought down at all. The idea that Meir She'en Machmer, or Chazdusa, or Noi Kedoimah, that no one brings down the concept. Fine. To get to the Klam Lachatzitas, some of the basic building blocks over here. What? Yeah. That's what we're doing. Tires Atzma Luregel means the mikvah, the right? So, yeah. You mean seven? Yeah, we'll have. Not Kutzalchetz, you mean Reish?
Yeah.
Whatever Chumas, yeah. So, Negev to Chatzitzas, first, the Gemara is very clear. We have Gemara Sainida, Gemara Ervin, Gemara Sukkah, and Yevamas, all around, Shas Sukkah. Then Rabbi Yitzchak says that Midiraisim need both things over here. We need the Sukkah of Sai Roy, the Sai Kesa Makbid, when they have one or the other, the case of Rabbanon. We have neither one, Gemara Sain Maisit Smotra. It means Miyach in the Makbid. Gemara is very interesting. Gemara asks the question, let's be Goyze Miyach in the Makbid, not the case of Mir that is Makbid. But said, no, we're not going to be Goyze Xero. That's what we should. We're not going to go to Zerah Lekzerah. First, what is the Yisrael over here? Why we're going to be Mekel? And why we're going to be Machmas Kesir Rabbanon? What's the Lumdus over here? It's the first case. Reish Eina Machmid. It's only Chitzit Dira Rabbanon. My says, you cover rave your body in mud. Only Dira Rabbanon. What happened? We're going inside the mikvah. How are you inside the mikvah over here? Where's it feel over here? So Rashi writes a couple of times. Rashi in Shabbos, Erev, and Sukkah. Says Yisrael, since it's not Machmid, it's bottled to the guf. It's bottled to the bit over here. The Zichron Yosef brought down Pesach Tshuva, the first one. Look up a Tshuva, brings down the side over here. It's a sugya bit over here. It's the entire stuff of our sugya over here. The reason Rosh and Machbid is bottled to the guf. It's a bottled to the guf. You went inside the mikvah, no problem. Me and the Machbid, why is it only the Rabbanon? The Maisa, what happened over here? Where's it feel over here? So again, the Zichron Yosef, the entire, they want to say it's a sugya bit over here, bottled to the guf. In fact, Nubis Achoinim, Chadnish, and Moshe, Hagsek is a bitter when you're Machbid. The time of Votel you go, you're trying very hard to get rid of it. So say, Echlami is working a different Lumdus over here. Since over here it's Nachoshiv, and they say the Sukkah of Ruba Kikuloi, since only it's a Mir, no Shivas over here to the thing itself. And Ruba Kikuloi, if the whole entire thing is uncovered, that's what he said over here. So again, so we have two things that have to do Rabbanon, and Nachoinim discussed the Lumdus. Again, Roy Shane and Machbid, every agrees with the Sukkah of Bitter to the Gov. If you have a me and a makbid, it's a shiloh, as someone says, it's a different swarm, it's not a chatitza, ruba kikuloi. That's the case in the gear, to me, and really that's being not makbid. What about the case of mechzo, mechzo? We can be dark both ways, roiv is osir, me is motor, or mechzo, mechzo. So they point out, let's take the lumdus over here. If you said over here, we're saying it's ruba kikuloi, we don't have roiv. If it's to go over here, it's bottle guf. Why should we bottle for it? Might be the case over here for me, Machbid. So either way, the case of Roiv should have the case of Mechza, Mechza should have a get of Roiv. I mean, look at this form, say, Mechza, Mechza, again they say, Yesh Lod if it's possible in Metzias, Yesh Lod something. Mechza, Mechza is a get of Roiv. Now, once we have this Dindi Rabban over here, the Chatitza, whether it's Roiv is not Machbid, or a case of a Mir is Machbid, is a Tfil Chal Midiraisa. Shalom Meishim has a massive chiddush. The Beis Yitzchok brings down Halacha Maisa that if Chazal say it's not a good tefillah d'rabbanon, it's not tefillah d'raisa. And you're telling me d'raisa. If they want to say mitzvah sugya sveikis yet b'machmer, there's no tefillah d'raisa. The Chayim have a hard time with that. The Maisa, the Torah is a good tefillah. The word of Shlomo Zalman and Shuvit says over loisachisik tzal lahavonas advarim. Sof there's a tefillah over here. The pashas you look among the simon over here. The tefillah is only chesun in the rabbanon, is not a case of the raisas. That's a simple avon over here. So it came out, we have a case of miyat, a case of mechza, a case of roi. What about kuloi? I mean, we really have four shlafim over here. So, negeh to kuloi, there's a gemara in Yevamos and Daf Ayin Ches. The gemara discusses a case where you have an upper inside the mother's stomach. The gemara says, bishlami, tell me it's a case of roi. That's only the rabbanon. The case of kuloi says Rav Kana is a case of the raiso, and it should be a bayav chatzitzo. That's what Kana says. The Gemara answers why Uber is different. Hainu Rabisei. The Gemara writes Kula is deraisa. The shallows do we pass along this Gemara? It's not brought down over here. Maisa, the Sitar over here starts off the Siman Chof Masadim Panamiris. The Paiskim say Kula is deraisa. Again, the Kitchen Narach wants to say not the way. He wants to say we don't pass like this Gemara, but all this from Bismanazeh Kula is deraisa. They do ask a question, so why is it not brought down? Kivege Chof Mosodim, why the Rambam is not bringing it down? Uli the Maisa Paskin is Teraisa. Now, practically, no one's walking around the whole entire body with mud. This ain't gonna happen. So, where is this question again, practically? So, get a look in Sefei, Machlokes the Rambam and the Goinim, is Cyrus a guf b'fnei atzmoi? We'll get to the Shiloh, are we passing L'chumro that Cyrus look by itself? If you look at Cyrus by itself, if you have covered with dirt, you don't die head. is the case deraisa. If it's really in a machbed, be the rabbanon. But it's cool, is it deraisa or not? Maisa, come on the paiskim, say Tyra, one of the iris and others, called Mazon Peskachu brings it down, and Cheskinach. The loch is the paskim that Cyrus Kula is deraisa. Once you have Rav Kahana said by a body Kula is deraisa, we take on the Chumra Cyrus as an intimate thing, but he's not part and parcel of the body, we'll have a get of a deraisa over here. So first, to be clear, we have four levels over here. We have miyot, and a case that a person not machbid is mutter. We have a case of mechzo has the get of roiv. A case of roiv that's not machbid is rabbanon. In case of kulay deraisa, right? Miyot, mechzo, roiv, and kulay. To take a step further, by the case of roiv that's not machbid, the loch is very clear. The Gemara says rabbanon. Now that's rabbanon, are we machbid? You have to take it off. That's what Gemara says. So, in fact, every Rosh Hashiva, and then the Sekha learning, whether they're learning Shabbos, or Yivamas, or Nida, they all ask, or Sukkah, they all ask a question. Every Roy that's not Machbid, you're now Machbid. So now it should be a Deraisa over here. So every Roy that's not Machbid, let's be Aser Deraisa. Another Klum of Deraisa. And Sveikis, and Sav Deraisa, Lachumra. The Maisa, the Shuas Yaakov starts with a Simin, and says yes. Every way that's not machbid, once you have a gzeir over here, it's now a get of a deraisa. Yeshua is Yaakov, 3 years ago. I said, I'll bring your ayah. The Gemara says, let's be goyiz of me chayin a machbid, or to me in a machbid. Why does the Gemara say it the other way around? Let's be goyiz of a case of me chayin a machbid, or to case of way that's not machbid, and let's more answer gzeir like zero. Says so you can't answer Xeru Xeru because it's Rav Shin and Machbid. I'm going to ask the Rabbanon, now it's the Dereis already. And the Gemara is only asking me Shin and Machbid, or to me and Machbid, and that's Xeru Xeru. I, let's be Gezer, he has a Kasha, let's be Gezer. Says Rav is the Nosla Shricha. We're not going to Gezer to something in that Nosla Shricha. We want him to die. What?
Doesn't the Gemara ask on both?
No, only it's the one. The Gemara is named Maduric. He said, read the Gemara slowly. Gemara is very Maduric. It's me Shin and Machbid. Otto, me and a machbid. Does not ask an roiv. When I roiv, he's going to say roiv. And they is it the right study? Can answer zero like zero. I let's be geizer. Most leishchicha. That nezin shuvo. He wants to answer the base station being down over here. Machloek is Rashi versus Tosfos. Rashi says the idea of miyit she'ena machbid miyit that it's only a case over here. So, but the loch of miyit she'ena machbid. Will be Mekel. The Gemara said, "Let's be goyiz exeil exeiro." Rashi wants to say it's only negate to Cyrus and not negate the case of a guf. In fact, Tosis, where in the world did you get it from? So that means I'll tell you where you got it from. Because these goyiz are me and Shane Machbid. Up to Roiv is in the Machbid. A Roiv Shane Machbid is a get of a derais over here. Mash Enkin Cyrus, he says, wants Machalik. Cyrus, he says, very simple. It is over here. You can say it's also over here. Go shave it off. Since over here you can go shave it off, therefore there's no shash over here by Cyrus of Davdik Zero. Mashing by fingers and hands, not cutting off your fingers and hands over here. So you want to say, where did Rashi get it from? Mitzad, this kash over here. So we have Avnezer, we have Yeshua Siakhil, I'm telling you, Rav Shane Machbid is the get of a deraisa. I said, that's certainly not the pasha of the Sugya, it's a massive Kiddush over here. Taisha certainly disagrees over here. How do you answer it? So, Rav Chaim, Rebrisk with Achiezer or Samech or the Stipler, and again the different Rashivas want to answer a cute chap over here, Gishmak Malach. Let's say this rave, 60% of your body is covered with mud over here. 60%. How much are you machbid about? I mean, Mitzalocha, you bet this rave ain't a machbid. Mitzalocha, you have to get off how much? 11%. Once me chain a machbid, it's Beseder. So you only have to get off 11%. So what are you machbid on? Not machbid on rave. You machbid a meat. Meat and akpod is only the rabbanon. So one time every rave that you machbid about, the loch you not machbid in the whole thing, you machbid only on part, a meat. Machbid a meat, only a case of the rabbanon. So the type of build upon this, the is why isn't kulay brought down in the case of the raiso? So the type, I'll tell you why it's not brought down. Because even with Arach Kahana's din, it still be a case of the raiso, because here you don't have this chop anymore. It's covered the whole entire body. How much you machbid on? 50%, it's not me it. So even without the Chiddush of Kano, every Kula will be a case of the rice over here. Because the Halacha makes it a case of Akbad over here. That's why you don't have to bring down the Chiddush of Kano. Even without him, it will be a case of the rice. Chiddush, Maimonides says he doesn't like this mahalach of Shlomo Zalman. This question, Dov Pravatsky and Shia, says no, it can't be. Because what are you machben on Be'etzem when you have 60% of your body? Do you know where you're moving the dirt from? I don't know where you were moving it. I'm machben all 60%. Could be here. I have to get off 11%. I'm machben in everything. Maimonides says, I'll bring a raya, case of kosher. Let's say you make two knots. One of them I'm going to undo, one of them I'm not going to undo. But what am I going to leave for oilam? What am I going to undo for sure? Loch negate the kesher, since one of them will be undone, it's not nichel get of a kesher deraisa. Looks at one thing. Since one be undone, both of them are not a din deraisa. So he says over here, we look at the akbad and the whole mohusa adavar, and therefore the whole thing I'm makbet 60%. Therefore, it's a case of deraisa. So Shlomo Zalman asks Kashif, so how am I going to answer this question? Chonon also in Kerbis always said, how am I going to answer this question? So he wants to tie in another very important insight. Akbod in halacha is that nichel get of akbodo. A machbid. I'm not really a machbid. Halacha tells me a machbid. I don't really care. So I'll bring your eye up. The Amos says, Bizman azeh, Noshim have to remove everything. Even me, you ain't a machbid. Even Rafoi. So what happens if you don't do it? Is it also like tefillah? Also like tefillah. The Amos is not clear. Come on with Tazni writes on this Ramah. Can be more machbid than Gemara. Of course, but the evidence chal. Avadi, this means, Achokishvoi. And Hogishmoy, but not real gzeir over here, but the evidence is beside her. Why be the evidence beside her? Once there's a loch over here, you have to remove everything. Zakbodo, me and a machbid, leos loit filo. What's Pshan Ramah? How can the Taz say that the evidence is beside her? Says the Pshan Zalman, Akbodo must be, does not make, a loch of Akbodo is not Akbodo. It's a loch. I have to follow this. I'm not really machbid. So they went to Abu Yashu, they asked him, you answer the Chaim Brisk over here, say the Shekel Torah cause 11%. Why do you say the Shikul Torah Alocha Vakbod is not Akbod? He said a massive Kiddush. Once they Pshan Ramah, if it's Nikir, if not, it's also Lotfilo. Only when it's not Nikir, it's also Lotfilo. Bilo, with the Taz, with Meshmua, he said, Ekonami, if it's Nikir, it's Alocha Vir, also Lotfilo. But you can answer the Ramah, maybe a different Mahalach, you can answer very simple. The Ramah just means you should try to take it off, not that this is Akbod over here. Trying is different than actually doing, but maybe in the oven. So you should try to do whatever you can. Maisa comes out, we have a kash among the Achoinim. Reish and Machbid should be case to Raisa. Some say one tarot is Erechnami, that's Shur Yaakov. Some want to say, no, it's on that Machbid on all of it, only in a percentage wise, get it to Chaim Brisk. And some want to say, Alocha did not make a getter of Akpodo, that's the Bishlom Zalman and Shuvah of Elchonon. On Benshem, tomorrow we focus more on the page. By that time, everyone should have seen the Segir, the getter of Akpodo, the Kolon, and that's Lofa.
Well, the first thing that I'm not saying.